that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love all that we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, life sometimes rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things.
Ka-ching. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm your host, John Statmiller, out there on the left coast.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is James Martinez. How are you?
How you doing, James?
Good, good, good. How's things going?
Oh, fair to middling.
Good.
You'll never guess who I have in studio with me.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm glad he made it.
Yeah, Truman Weatherly.
Oh, great. Hey, Truman.
Thank you very much. This is Truman Weatherly, Director of Corporate Charity for Safe Harbors Foundation out in Los Angeles. And I also have with me Roman Kayumov, who is our CFO with the foundation and very well aware of the attack that's going on against our civil liberties and our individual sovereignty. And I'm a pleasure and so feel so fortunate to be here this afternoon to be able to share what little bit I have to offer with you two incredible people.
Great. Great.
James,
glad you made it.
James, where have you been hiding these people? They're wonderful people.
Well, I told you. I tried to tell you. This is all of the – to me, I had some people that came in from out of town that I met with about the specific issue, and all of us concluded kind of that the right people, the necessary people, will show up at the right time in the right place. And since this is everybody's business, those many will be called, few will be chosen, and the ones that will show up at the right time will. And I can certainly say that with Truman. Good guy. He's a very good guy.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to say one quick thing before we get started, that I am friends with a lot of people in the Russian community, and I have a close friend of mine, a dear guy who basically works around the clock. He's a truck driver. He gets up early in the morning, and whatever free time he has, he goes in the afternoon and he cleans up the marina, cleans up the water, and picks up everyone else's trash. And about a month ago, he had a credit card, and I won't say the name of the bank on air, but this bank decided, oh, well, you went $14 over on your credit card. And this is a mm-hmm. very large line of credit. He has excellent credit. He's never had a problem before. He mm-hmm. went $14 over. And his interest rate went to 32% per day. Which,
right.
And I looked at the statement because I couldn't believe it. And that totaled up to 354% per month mm-hmm. on a $20,000 line of credit. And we're just talking about wholesale robbery. We're just stick
right.
your hands up. We're robbing you. We've already, you know, we have our agreement with the government that we can do what we want. We're just going for it. 354% for a person, an average working guy, who can afford to pay that? It's absolutely absurd.
It's right. I'm glad you brought. I'm glad you brought this up. I'm really glad the people hearing it from you.
So, you know, just taking from a layman who's coming into this, taking a look at what this attack that's on, you can feel it and you can see it. And I myself missed a credit card payment not long ago, and I was just bewildered at the fact that once first they hit you with the over the limit fee, which is 35, mm-hmm. and then
right.
they hit you with the interest rate, they hit you with the late fee, and you're looking at 75, 80 bucks a pop for a $300
right.
line of credit.
This proves
totally.
James proves to be an interesting combination we have in studio and also out there on the left coast. We've got to take this break. We'll take it, and we'll also invite your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Let's do a little bit of this, and we'll come back with a lot more of that right after this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
All right, we are back. We've had many interesting conversations, James.
I'm sure.
Thank you.
I'm very sure of that.
I cannot tell you the broad range of subjects we've just covered in the last, 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We've got most of the world's problems worked out.
Okay.
Okay.
It's one of those conversations. Okay.
We've gone to committee and we've decided what needs to be done.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
That's right. Just consult with us after dinner, and we'll have it all figured out by the time dessert's finished. Okay?
That's perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, but what you don't know, James, is we've figured it all out, and we've all voted for you to go do it.
Great, thanks.
But we can't tell you how.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
We can't tell you how, but we figured it out. You know, trust us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I love that guy that sits there and talks to you and says, "Trust me," and you can't track his eyes because they're moving back and forth too quickly. Look,
exactly.
We are embarking on something here, and this has dominated the conversations this morning. We are on the verge of doing something here that has never been done in radio history, and that is, with different components to this, I might add, it's going to be very, very interesting. At the very least, James, people out there are going to get an education that they have never gotten before. And not only are we offering them the bad news, which we're real sorry to tell you about, folks, that yes, the program's laced with bad news, but the good news is you don't have to be a further player in the bad news scenario.
Right.
That we're going to teach you, and there are ways to extract yourself from this matrix. and by the gentleman sitting in this room with me right now, that they want to do some things at university level, and all this is geared toward one thing and one thing only. That's information. And information is what? It is priceless. It is the one thing that people kill and die for, and that's information. Well, we're not going to go that route. We're not going to kill anybody. But we are certainly going to set them free, at least give them the opportunity to start setting themselves free.
Absolutely. Absolutely there. I understand.
Yeah. So.
Well, that one of the things, I just want to get this out because this is the first time I saw this on television, and every time a commercial comes out, I want to make sure I debunk it right out of the gate, and that's the new Chase, quote-unquote, freedom ad that is now running with the credit cards. That's now, I just saw it for the first time, and they're adding the tagline freedom to it, and they're also adding, and they must have paid somebody an enormous amount of money to use the record free to do what I want. And basically the whole commercial shows people moving around in a very robotic, automatic, kind of digitized thinking. And of course they're very quickly putting up the words automatically, 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 three or four times in the, I think it's about 30 seconds long. But for everybody out there, it's a lie. It's not freedom. It's not automatic. It's an assault on you. And you've been part of the game for a long time. And part of this here is to relieve you from that and liberate your soul first so you understand and accept what's happened and then move to a new way of thinking, which is what this is all about here.
And I thought for a second you were talking about their paradigm. That they were going to offer you freedom and the freedom to choose. By the way, who does that song? Isn't that the Rolling Stones?
I it was a cover. I wouldn't know if it was the original track or not because I caught it at the very end because they had it lightly in the background.
Now, isn't that interesting that the very same people we're discussing right now are some of the scallywags that are out there trying to undo what good people are trying to do.
Mm-hmm. That's
well,
exactly
I'd like
right.
to add a few little tidbits of knowledge that I've gained through my 39 years of existence here. First, for the people who are sitting in their living rooms or sitting at their kitchen table with tears in their eyes trying to figure out, how am I going to pay this credit card bill? How am I going to put food on my table if I have to pay these ridiculous interest rates? How am I going to carry on to the next day by doing what these companies ask me to do? I just want to tell you to be strong and not blame yourself for this.
Absolutely.
To look within yourself, to find the courage and the conviction, to get on the phone, to write letters, to protest against the tyranny and the assault upon your individual freedom. What they're doing to you is unconstitutional. It's not fair. And because the corruption that is abound and around us doesn't necessarily mean that they can get away with this for very long. So by writing letters, by getting on the phone, by talking with the credit card companies that you're dealing with, by creating a defense for yourself, by talking about each transaction, by not blaming yourself or taking it upon yourself to become depressed, you know, you have to think positive, create a positive mantra for yourself, and work your way out of this and do it positively. I mean, you know, it'd be easy for them to just keep raising interest rates and keep going on and on and on and attacking you and attacking you and attacking you. But you have to make a decision. I'm not going to let this happen. I'm going to stand up for my rights, and I'm going to do the right thing. Wouldn't you agree with that, John?
You know, we seem to put together a system of government, although it wasn't perfect. You know, I always point back to the founders. You guys remember this, that there was a program running for a while that, you know, these stodgy old farts that used to wear these white wigs and all that, they were deists and they were Masonic people and, well, they were people really in there to put the control in. You know, I never bought that because where was the payoff for these people? The signers of the Declaration of Independence and the people that went against King George way back when, what was their payoff? Most of them died penniless. Most of them died broke. Their legacy did not inherit what they had started. And this was a necessary evil that this country come about the way that it did. I mean, it has been a shining light to people all over this planet. Well, until the likes of George Bush, Senior and Junior, with a little hiatus of 8 years of Bill Clinton, and all the elitists, all the globalists have been in there. James, I am surely amazed. We are not going to turn this into a political program because, quite frankly, politics does not play into this at all. Politics is what is for the masses out there to dwell over and, well, be distracted by.
Mm-hmm.
So
misdirection.
Misdirection. That's exactly right. And that's why Ron Paul is probably the best choice here, and I'll talk politics here for a second, if I were talking about a politician. Instead, I am talking about a statesman, a person that used to represent the people. And he actually, the guy actually believes when he raises his right hand to swear to defend and protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, here's a guy that really means it.
Yeah, the real deal.
But you're seeing a lot of money being played out here. You're seeing the backers for Rudy Giuliani. Forget mm-hmm. Mitt Romney. It's going to be Giuliani, or at least they think it's going to be, and it's going to be Hillary on the other side.
Right.
I don't want to play those kind of politics. I want somebody in there that is going to tell the truth. Now, does Ron Paul have all the solutions? No, but I'll tell you what's going to happen here. He's going to bring forth people that have the brain trust and have the experience to take this failed experiment and to turn it around and to, well, basically clean off the tarnish that we see on it right now and once again make it shine. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm in this for. And James, that's why you're here. That's why these gentlemen seated here in this room with me, that's why they are here. A lot of interested people. And I'm amazed. And James, if you would, for a couple of minutes, explain to the people, because I gave them a real rosy scenario on my program last week, but there's a lot of people in Hollywood that are waking up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I know that I heard this from Aaron Russo, because before he passed away, I kind of had a heart-to-heart with him, because I, in fact, didn't know that he had a disease and he was dealing with that while he was doing promotion for this movie. And I spoke to him, and I know that he spoke to Mel Gibson about it. He spoke to the other guy, that Wesley Snipes, about it. Lots of producers. I know lots of other people in the industry myself, people from Entertainment Tonight, The Insider, people at Extra, people at Deal or No Deal know about it. I know a lot of people in the industry from casting and other productions, other authors have contacted me. Somebody that used to work in the White House for a president has contacted me as well. A lot of people found out about this, and everybody knows that this has got to end, otherwise we're not going to survive. As you, John, mentioned, this is like a week ago, you broke it down to the actual land that we stand on will no longer be ours. It will be owned by a foreign interest, foreign global interests. All of that is part of the planning, as everybody knows here. And I have interacted with a lot of Hollywood people, and it's surprising to me the lights go on immediately, and they immediately address that situation, because they're having to deal for themselves, whether or not they have financial issues or not.
Right.
It could be in the real estate, because I know the people with a lot of money that are having a lot of problems right now because of the real estate, and all of that is tied in. So Hollywood is aware of it. I don't know how what move they're going to make, but I know I'll get cooperation in some form.
Well, they can surreptitiously make their moves through other people. That's why we're here.
Right.
I recently, this is Truman, I recently had a conversation with James Brolin, and we talked a lot about different beliefs and different concepts, and I didn't realize it, but he, after that point, started, raising a lot of questions about what happened in New York on September 11th. And it does seem like there is a huge amount of people awakening. You drive down the streets of L.A., you see banners for Ron Paul. People are absolutely 100% saying, look, we've got to maintain our freedom. We got to fight back against these credit card companies, and we need to get real and regain our sovereignty before it's too late. So people are waking up. We are making progress. So let's just keep up the good work. Let's keep it going, right?
Let's turn up the volume. We'll be right back. Cash Flow, John Stadtmiller, James Martinez, and company. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
We are back here. I think we're back. Are we back?
We're back.
Hey, we're back.
We're back.
Somebody else just showed up here. This is a busy day here at the network. Robbie Noel is on premise. And we all know that Robbie Noel does the program at 6 p.m. Central Time right here on Republic Broadcasting Network called The Flip Side. And, you know, James, I got people, I got radio stations that are picking this guy up, and I don't even know how many there are. he's got such an appeal that we're just being picked off of the birds up there, and we don't even know, but we're tracking that right now, so don't anybody worry. And we're going into the Gigantus Movements movement here. We're going to move this thing into hyperdrive.
It's about time.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
It's about time. The only thing that I hadn't found before was the right people to do this with. And what I discovered, it was just me, myself, and I. And and I knew what I wanted to do, and I knew what I needed to do, but I didn't know how to get there from here. Well, I think these ingredients are starting to fall into the matrix with people that we know and people that I believe that we can trust because they're all on the same board. You know, James, I'd spoken about this before, about we had fence sitters out there, and they were willing to go along to get along until such point that it was too painful to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight anymore.
Absolutely.
And that's the situation a lot of these people are finding themselves in. That's why you're seeing more people start to walk out of these shadows, because they know, they now see the end game scenario. They know what's afoot, and they don't like it. Because
right.
I'll remind people out there, once again, if you understand this, I need to say no more. There's only so much room at the top of that capstone. And the rest of you, you're just foundational work that can be done away with. You are non-essential. You've been a useful idiot so far, but you will be done away with. Because remember one thing. These are the people we're talking about, the people that do eat their young.
Oh, yeah. And then harvest their young as well.
Yeah, and then harvest and grow them for their own purposes and discard them when the time is necessary. Yes.
But what's incredible about it is that it's not too late. Is that we
that is correct.
Are all together. We, you know, several hundred million people all band together. Even if a fraction of us band together, they don't stand a chance. Because we're talking about a limited number of thinkers who use their, you know, corporate interest, family interest, their longevity with the, these secret societies from early on to gain these international banking credentials that protect them. You know, it's a good old boy network, but they can't fool all the people all the time. And right now, hey, we're moving into we're dawning into a new age, you know, and people are waking up. They're saying, you know what, I've had enough. I'm going to make some changes. I'm not going to pay all these extremely exorbitant bills. I'm going to fight back. I'm going to do things I have to do in order to protect my family, to put food on my table, and for me to get back to who I am. I'm a human being. I want not only bread, but I want roses too.
And absolutely.
So it's just the beginning. And if you're sitting at home wondering, hey, what can I do individually? The first thing you need to do is write down each and every debt that you have. You need to know who these companies are. You need to know who their presidents are, who runs these organizations, and you need to investigate it. You need to figure out what they're planning. You need to figure out how they're calculating your credit card statement, and you need to try to figure out what kind of shenanigans they're going to pull next. You'd be surprised. Sometimes they'll get your payment in the mail, and they'll throw it away. So they can increase your bill. I'm not saying they all do that, but some of them do.
Everybody that is using a credit card is a kind of a mathematical algorithm. They can determine from the very beginning how dependent upon your payments, dependent upon your location, the agreement that you had with the card, how long they're going to be able to pull you along and what they're going to get out of you. In other words, they can tell what kind of battery pack that you're going to be, what kind of energy that you will be useful for from the moment you get that credit card. And they're planning on you breaking at some point, snapping. And a lot of people are that's occurring with them right now. And I want to say that all of that emotion, all of the stuff associated with that that you guys have in your life, and you come home, those bills fire off huge triggers inside of it because you associate it with something you've done wrong, debt, bad planning, marriage, all these things. I am telling you, you need to stop, lift that up a little bit, and take a look at a different perceptual angle like Truman is talking about.
Well, in addition to that, I want to say that this is my opinion and not the opinions of Republic Broadcasting Network or James Martinez for that matter. But in my opinion, running a corporate charity, I get a chance to look and see exactly, you know, what is the big plan? What is the big picture for these credit card companies? And if you think their greed stops at 354% per month or 35% per day, you're wrong. They are planning a systematic, and they have done so since they recently changed the bankruptcy rules. They are planning on systematically enslaving you, and they're targeting our college kids. I'm talking about kids who just get out of high school, who walk in freshman, first day at school, loading up their computer, their naivety is at an all-time high, and they're targeting them with credit card applications. And I tell you what, it just turns my stomach, and I'm not going to take it anymore. So I go around and I talk to alumni and I talk to students and I say, look, what are these people doing? They say, well, they're coming into our dorm rooms. They're telling us we can do this, we can do that, we can have all this money for free.
Yeah, it's free.
That's totally crazy. Free. They come into the dorm rooms, huh?
Into the dorm rooms.
They're recruiting along with the recruiters who are trying to steal your sons and daughters to go fight in Iraq and probably Iran. But before they get there, they want to be credit card holders.
I just love these people. They're such great.
Enslave them first.
Exactly.
Right. I get it.
What good is it to not have slaves out on a battlefield? I mean, come on. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it.
A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
We are back. Boy, those three-minute meetings, they just don't last long enough, I'm telling you.
They sure don't. I want to share a quick story about my wife, who helps me. She's the web designer for the foundation, is also a full-time college student. And I was dropping her off one day, and I said, God, you know, I'd love to go have a sandwich. And, of course, I'm not going to plug who makes the big submarine sandwiches, but... I pull into the parking lot, and there's this giant banner for this credit card company, and they're giving away free sandwiches, whatever kind you want, plus a soda, if you'll just apply for a credit card. And it's right across the street, and I'm telling you, half the campus was lined up for these free sandwiches and filling out these forms. And I tell you, and I know...
That was the bait, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, fall into slavery for a sandwich. You know, that's
your best time. Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, what's amazing is that, you know, we've been fortunate that, you know, my wife and I did some careful planning and talking and some research, and I suggest that if you're at home and contemplating signing up for a credit card, that you think twice, because what you're getting into The real fact of the matter, and like I said before, this is just my opinion, is that they have a long-term plan. And when they get you past the 354% point, past the breaking point, and start collecting your personal property, putting you in perhaps a debtor's prison, which all across the United States and even in Alaska, there are these facilities that are being built, that who knows what our government will be doing with those. Who knows what lengths they will go to in order to ensure that they get their payments. So I just want to warn everybody out there that it's just not something that is just going to go on your credit report. There's a strong likelihood that your property may be eventually involved, and you yourself, your own personal freedom, may be sacrificed. So just be careful and start planning a debt-free lifestyle. With a little bit of less, you know, you can do without dinners out on the credit card. You can always pay cash and pay as you go. That's my motto. Pay as you go.
Mm-hmm. I would stay one step further for the students that are listening and they have a concept and understanding what's going on to totally interrupt the pattern and go up to the person that's doing the offering of the credit card that's working for them, because they're usually young people that don't have a clue, maybe 14 brain cells that are working there, and say, what in the world are you doing working for these guys? Do you have any idea what you're enabling? And then walk away and then explain it to them if they don't get it, so they won't waste their time enabling a problem on college campuses all over the place. Because your children, for those of your parents that are, have kids that have just begun college, they'll be after them. They're going after them.
Absolutely.
Right now they are.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, they've got to replace the paying bodies with the ones that are waking up, or the
right.
ones that are broke right now that can't pay anything.
Right.
So, I mean, any self-respecting rancher out there knows that, you've got to have fold, you've got to have offspring, you've got to keep your cattle ranch going, so you need fresh blood. It's exactly
That's right.
what they're looking for.
New batteries.
Yeah, as you put it, new batteries. You know, the Independent Treasury Act of 1921, and James, you and I have talked about this, but I've never thrown around a lot of names. But let's see if the listening audience out there can recognize a few of these names. Now, they suspended the de jure, meaning by right or legal establishment. The Treasury Department of the United States government, our Congress turned the Treasury Department over to the private corporation. Hence, that's why we have fractionalized reserve banking, and hence, that's why we have the wonderful vaunted credit cards. You know, buy now, pay later. Well, the Federal Reserve and their agents, that's who these guys were, the bulk of the ownership of the Federal Reserve System, well, it used to be a very well-kept secret from the American citizen, and it's held by these banking interests. And let's see if anybody recognizes any of these. Rothschild Bank of London. Rothschild Bank of Berlin. By the way, they were all brothers. The Warburg Bank of Hamburg. Warburg Bank of Hamburg, or Amsterdam, rather. Lazard Brothers of Paris. Israel Moses Seif Banks of Italy. Chase Manhattan of New York, Goldman Sachs of New York, Lehman Brothers of New York, and Kuhn Loeb and Company of New York. Does anybody recognize any of those names?
Incredible.
It is the money establishment out there. And it's amazing to me that they have put together this masterful little plan, and they only want one thing. They only want one thing, so why don't we give it to them? Now, these benefactors, you see, they think they have the thinkers, and we're just the stinkers. We're just the producers out there. And there's too many of us. It's not sustainable. So they got to eliminate a few of us. Hey, no big deal. What's everybody in a bunch about here? Now, they have the wisdom and the foresight to put together a global government, and all of our needs, all of our angst, don't worry, all your fears will be quieted. We are going to take care of you. Don't worry. Now, don't you feel better, James?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay.
I just want to go lay out on the beach now.
Well, hey, you know, go out there and lay on a beach in California you can't smoke a cigarette on. You know, I mean, feel free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feel free. But this is
free to do what I want. Chase freedom, yeah.
And we were talking about this earlier, and I was talking to Roman about this, and it is literally the Matrix. You don't know that you're in the Matrix because nobody has tapped you on the shoulder and said, hey. Now, you and I have talked about this, about shifting our perception just a few degrees. You know, mm-hmm. quit looking at this the same way you've been looking at it. You need to step back, change your perspective just a few degrees, get a different angle on this, and it will become abundantly clear. You know, I've learned a lot here just in the last couple hours here from Roman about how life is in Russia. You want to join in on this?
I'm just listening.
You're just listening for right now? Okay. He's got a set of headphones on and a microphone way away from his mouth. But he was talking about Russia and what's been going on over there. And It's just horrendous. What you see happening in the United States has already happened in Russia. What you see happening in England is going to happen to the United States. They have a grand plan. Now, if you're not down with a globalist and what they have in mind for you, you'd better learn what they have in store for you. And their vehicle is the very thing that we're talking about here. Fractionalized reserve banking, credit cards. It is to strangle, keep that stranglehold on the U.S. economy. Now, Anybody that thinks that there's a real problem with the United States government paying some $426 million to Guido, the loan shark, every single day for the pleasure of using their money, well, my God, you're just un-American, aren't you? What's wrong with credit? What's wrong with our benevolent bankers? They're good people, aren't they? After all, didn't they give you a credit card, James? Weren't they nice enough to give you a credit card? And look what you can do with that. You can buy your dreams today that they're showing you. You can have it today.
Mm-hmm. Well, which is an interesting, very, very, very insidious, dark form of hypnotic mind control that's been used on the public because it puts everybody in the future. So nobody's ever in the present. You're all about paying tomorrow, going forward to pay the bill because you know that bill's coming. You're going to get what you get now, and it throws everything off, and it causes a lot of problems for people.
Well, and I liken this at least to company that is convened right now to have this conversation, and the listeners there. They know what's going on, but to the uninitiated, generally dumb public, they don't have a clue. And I'm sure you would understand this one, James. It'd be like going in to watch a Hollywood premiere, and they show you the last 5 minutes of the movie, and then start at the beginning, and then run the movie all the way through. What fun is that?
Exactly.
It's the same thing with the credit card industry. It's the same thing with the banking industry. If you knew going into this what scenario has been set up for you, what traps have been laid for you, would you then take the bait that you can have today what you've dreamed of owning tomorrow? But hey, take the shortcut today. Don't worry, we're here to help you.
Yeah, I know, and they play into the self-esteem, they play into peer pressure, they play into you're not good enough, you can have it now, of course you'll be able to pay it off tomorrow. All that comes into fruition, especially, it's awful for young people because they're just trying to figure out who they are, so they're going to need that car. They're going to need that suit. They're going to need those extra books. They're going to need to go off to this party out of state and pay it out on the credit cards and hotel room because, you know, they got to do it now because they may never have a chance again. All that plays a part into the whole thing.
Have you ever wondered why the people who sit on the boards of the major Fortune 500 are actually sitting on 10, 12, sometimes 15 boards all at the same time of completely different companies? You know, what's amazing is that if once someone actually wakes up, once they turn off their TV for a while, what I did was I unplugged my big screen TV in the one in the bedroom and I put it in storage. And I've been paying storage on it. It reminds me every month how much progress I've made. Because when I turn back on that TV now, I go, oh my God, look at the disinformation. Look at the propaganda.
Right.
Look at how they're trying to trick all these people into thinking. You know, it's that Noam Chomsky termed the phrase the manufacturer of consent, and that's exactly right. When all these people are sitting on all these boards, it's because they have to have time to work together to try to figure out how to dupe the American people into getting more and more in debt. So in the future, when they slap the irons on you, come take your home from you, come take your car from you, that you won't feel so bad about it because they already conditioned you to think that it was okay. Just like
That's
the way they condition you with the violence on TV, with the killings and all that stuff, to make it okay for them to go invade these sovereign countries. You know, exactly.
Also,
it's a demoralizing effect. And you yourself become depressed by watching all this stuff. And, you know, people, if you're there and you're listening and you want to change your life, unplug your TV. At least
media
for
fast.
A little while.
It's called a media fast.
Yeah, get
you
off it.
Fast the visual perception of your reality and for long term. I did this myself for almost a year, and let me tell you, when you're not watching TV for a year and then you put it on, it's a whole different thing. It's like you're almost like an alien. Like, what are they talking about? What is this garbage
and
that
James,
they're pouring out?
And James, Truman was nice enough not to put his TV sets on eBay. He's paying to store this so it doesn't
right.
mind control somebody else.
Right, now, right.
Now
he did a media fast and it worked for him.
That's right.
Well, I guess in the future, if we're going to go through another depression like we had eventually, I'll just use it for firewood, even though it's made of plastic.
That's all right.
That's it.
Application of enough heat, anything will burn. Well,
yeah.
Hey, look, James, we're transitioning here. We're going to continue doing this program, but we have changed some parameters, and we will tell people about those changes as they come along. But the core program here has not changed. Our ideals are being set into motion. Hopefully we can get a few people to cooperate with us, and we'll be off and running. I'm giving this a timeline of about 30 days.
Great. Good.
I thought
30.
He was, hello? I thought he was no longer there. I thought I lost him.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, timeline of 30 days to do what? What are we going to do?
In 30 days, this program will be in 10 markets inside the United States, the top 10 markets.
Oh, fantastic.
So today is the 29th. Of October. Oh, by the way, you know what the anniversary is today?
Kennedy assassination.
Oh, come on, guys. Black Tuesday, 1929, October.
That's right.
This is the day of the biggie back in 1929.
And for all you people out there who don't know why or how the stock market crashed, what happened was these elite bankers got together early on. After 1913, Woodrow Wilson was duped into signing the Federal Reserve, I think it was Act, and it allowed the central bank from Europe, who was the reason why we had the our early war, was to try to fight against being controlled by the king. So in 1913, when Woodrow Wilson signed in the Federal Reserve Act, it allowed the central bank to anchor itself here in America, which immediately started a process whereby all monies that are manufactured immediately carry interest that has to be paid to the Federal Reserve Bank at that point. And as I don't know if anyone else knows this, but I'm sure you do, that the Federal Reserve Bank, or the Federal Reserve, is not a bank at all. The Federal Reserve is a privately held company, and they keep their board members top secret. So if you're at home, pay attention, wake up, do the research, look into this. This is a plan. It's a conspiracy to rob you of your sovereignty.
They're the wardens of the prison.
In addition to that, what has to happen in the very short future is that all of us need to wake up to see what's happening, to understand that this system is unconstitutional, and that they're getting away with it, but not for long, because we're all coming together and we're going to do something about this. And what you can do as an individual is wake up to the knowledge and the power that's being shared on this broadcast. Wake up to the power of your individual self. Know that you are stronger than this. Turn off your TVs and make a plan to get yourself out of debt, to start saving your money, to start buying gold, to start putting away some of that gold for the rainy days that are coming very, very soon. Now, I am an individual. I have nothing to gain by telling you this, but I would promise you this right now. If you have some money set aside, go out and buy yourself some gold. Go buy yourself some silver. Go buy yourself something that you can use for a rainy day. Would you agree with that, John?
Indubitably. By the way, I'm sitting here reading something that I'm sure will tickle Roman. It's something I mentioned earlier. Give me about 3 minutes to run through this. By the way, I've cut out the break, so if you're waiting for the break, James, it doesn't exist. I can do that because I've got my hand on the switch. At any rate, President John F. Kennedy was the last president to defy the Federal Reserve. And look what happened to him, right? Now, Kennedy was a maverick who often acted independently and at times in direct conflict with the agenda of many powerful Washington special interests. One of these powerful special interest groups was the Fed Reserve.
Economist Seymour Harris described Kennedy as by far the most knowledgeable president of all time in the general area of economics. President George W. Bush, to bolster his tax cut proposal, by the way, accurately demonstrated how Kennedy in 1961 passed a much larger tax cut than the one he had implemented. At the time, Kennedy articulated a profound understanding of the economic principle of leaving the maximum amount of capital at the source of production, with the taxpayer. Most economists agree that the Kennedy tax cut contributed greatly to the prosperous economy of the 1960s, and President Reagan's 1981 tax cut contributed to the prosperity of the 80s and the 90s. Now, with regard to the Fed, James J. Saxon, Kennedy's comptroller of currency, encouraged a policy of broader investment and lending powers to be granted to non-Fed-affiliated banks. Now, this would involve allowing for the setting of interest rates by these independent banks and lenders that could compete with those set by the Fed and its affiliates. Now, Saxon also decided that these non-Fed banks and institutions could underwrite state and local bond issues, an area that had been bailiwicked by the Fed-affiliated banks, by the way. These policies set Kennedy at odds with a powerful central banking system. In June of 1963, Kennedy authorized the issuance of more than $4 billion in debt-free United States notes instead of Federal Reserve notes through the U.S. Treasury. Now, this extraordinary act completely circumvented the unconstitutional Federal Reserve, which expects to be called upon to lend currency to the United States government, at interest accruing to themselves, of course. Kennedy tried to reduce the national debt by avoiding paying of interest to the privately owned non-Federal Reserve banks. Now, the last time a president did this, guess who? Anybody? Anybody? Okay. Thank you very much. Time has expired. Step up for your consolation
prize. Abraham Lincoln.
There you go. You got it. In 1862, Abraham Lincoln authorized the issuance of $450 million in debt-free currency, known at the time as greenbacks. Now, and that again was through the U.S. Treasury, rather than borrowed money from the banking establishment. Now, Lincoln stated, "Government possessing power to create and issue currency need not and should not borrow capital at interest. The privilege of creating and issuing money is not only the supreme prerogative of the government, but it is the government's greatest creative opportunity." Now, it's just no coincidence that both Presidents Lincoln and Kennedy were assassinated. Kennedy opposed many powerful interests during the all-too-brief presidency, not at least of whom were those in his own government, such as the likes of McNamara, Rusk, Bundy brothers, etc., etc. They were all clamoring for the war, by the way, and who does that make rich? You got it.
The bankers.
And what I said to you earlier, Roman, the same woman I had a conversation with, the widow of accused assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, in a 1994 interview with author A.J. Weberman, said, "The answer to the Kennedy assassination is with the Federal Reserve Bank. Don't underestimate that. It is wrong just to blame the CIA. There is only one finger of the same hand. The people who supply the money are above the CIA." That was Marina Oswald, by the way. Had a conversation with that woman, about 10 years ago, back in 1997.
Well, you know, in addition to that, Anytime any credible politician starts to rock the boat and say, "Hey, what about the people? What about the credit cards? What about this debt? What about the fact that we're going to have to someday pay all this stuff back? The piper is coming. What are we going to do?" "Oh, no. Just shut up. Keep your mouth shut."
yeah, that's
or they
it.
Get rid of them. You know, they're out the door. So that's what I like about Ron Paul for president. I mean, he's the first candidate that I've seen in a long time that's actually speaking the truth. And he wants to get rid of this so-called IRS system. But, I have a feeling if we had a meeting with him and could explain to him what's really going on with the credit card industry and how it's attacking our college students, then he would get behind a program that will eradicate that. And I have a feeling that one of these days we'll be able to get back to a time like the colonial script days prior to our own revolution, where we just traded our script back and forth, our monies back and forth, interest free. And that led to a prosperity that we had for a long time.
That's right.
We need to get back to that prosperity. We need to reclaim the United States of America as a sovereign nation. We need to stop the Security and Prosperity Partnership Act. We need to close this idea of a superhighway coming through the middle. We need to reinforce our borders, bring our troops home, and we need to get back to the basics of rebuilding the infrastructure of this country, of manufacturing, of farming and agriculture, about being proud of who we are as an American, and getting back to being strong and fighting back against tyranny and oppression that is right now at our door. So I just salute
Amen
the people
to that.
Out there. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, James.
Were you just reading Ron Paul's thing here?
No, I haven't read that. I'd like to read that.
It's the Ron Paul presidency will let Americans keep more of their own money, end the IRS, stop the central bankers' inflation tax, stop unconstitutional spending lending to us to bankruptcy, stop the financial dependency on China, Saudi Arabia, and other foreign governments, oppose trade deals and groups that threaten American independence, including the UN, GATT, NAFTA, NAW, or NAU rather, North American Union, World Trade Organization, CAFTA, ICC, on and on, protect our privacy and stop the national ID card, protect our constitutional rights and end the Patriot Act, secure our borders. I could go on here, but you understand why Ron Paul has such a broad appeal. And he's polling a lot of Democrat support. They're scared to death of this man because he does not fit the pattern of a politician that's pandering to one certain group. He is there for the people of America. And it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican. It doesn't matter if you're an independent. It doesn't matter what you worship, how you worship, where you worship, what you believe or what you don't. This is a very simple approach to government. And it's called paying attention to the Constitution, of which 90 to 95% of all of what we see here today going on in this country would cease to exist if we just went back to that simple little document that was penned a couple hundred years ago, 230-some years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's been such there's been such an exercise to demonize these guys, to make them, I've heard some stuff that, it would just make the hair on the back of your head stand up. But the one question nobody ever asked themselves is how and why had the United States grown to such prominence so quickly? How did we do this? What was did somebody sprinkle magic fairy dust on us here in this country? You know, were we imbued with a special DNA that gave us so much smarts or whatever? No. It's the same thing that we're made up here in this country of all peoples on this planet. The only difference and the only problem is that a lot of people weren't there to share in this prosperity. But as you said to me earlier, Roman, there is a price to pay for all of this luxury. It makes you lazy, it makes you stupid, and it makes you dependent. And it draws you right back into the matrix. But I will close out this program. We've got about a minute left. To simply say this, there's an old maxim in law, and that states that possession is 9/10 of the law. So if you've got it right now, hang on to it, folks. And there is a reason why the Founding Fathers wrote the Second Amendment right behind the first one in the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. They weren't fools. Look what these people did. They went against the most powerful king on the planet at the time, and that was King George. Well, there were a few other powers on the face of the earth, but look what we did. Look who we struck out against and carved our own path. There have been many people that have been interested in bringing us back into that matrix, putting us on that other path that would lead them back to the great brain trust that is in there to deceive and control and manipulate and lie and, well, just sell you the sizzle. But when you go to eat, the steak ain't on the plate. They've already stolen that, and they're sitting there with a toothpick smiling at you. They've just had dinner on you. That'll do it for us today. Gentlemen, I appreciate you joining me in studio. James, I was speaking to you here directly.
All right. See y'all soon. Take care, everybody.
Okay. That'll do it for us today, folks. Another edition of Cash Flow tomorrow with James Martinez out there on the left coast. John Statmiller. We'll see you tomorrow.